told you on Young Blake, motherfuckers.
What did Tip say? Sophomore jinx. Nigga, I'm about to go make low-end theory. What the fuck is you talking about? Party people. Welcome to Fresh to Death. I am half of your listening pleasure. I am Big Phil, a.k.a. Northside Itchy.
And I am SP Fresh across all social media platforms. Mm-hmm. That's who I am, man.
Mm-hmm. That's who you be.
That's who I be. We here again, man.
What's good, SP?
What's up, my brother? How you doing, my
man? I'm doing good. Doing good, brother.
Right. We here to set it off.
Yes, we are.
I really don't know what I'm in store for this episode. I know you talked about love.
Well, I mean, we're approaching, it's February.
Yeah.
Do you do anything for Valentine's Day? You get cards, chocolates? Do you do any of that? Restaurant?
Not really restaurants. Usually I'll cook something for, I mean, we have, but, you know, it gets so crazy.
Yeah.
And we usually go out on a fairly regular basis anyway, so it's not really a big deal to try to take her to a restaurant. I usually try to cook something myself, try to chef it up.
Avoid the
Try to get on
chaos.
Some fly shit, yeah.
Avoid the chaos.
A little gift, nothing too big, but, you know, a little something.
Okay.
As of now, I have nothing planned, so hopefully I'll get some pornish from you.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, tell me what to do, man.
Man, I don't know if I'm the one to follow for all that. I'm kind of a last-minute kind of guy.
Yeah.
I'll be the one to run down to Target or something like that, or a little shop, buy a last-minute card. All the good cards are already taken.
Yeah, yeah.
My card is in Spanish.
Because there's no other fucking card to get.
That's the type of shit I do, man. And But I bring it all together, man. I try to do whatever I can. I try to get creative.
What does she do for you, though?
She does stuff. It's just, I wasn't ready for that. But I would say Valentine's Day is probably more so me treating her. We'll probably go out to a nice restaurant. Mm-hmm. I might, you know, have something small.
Mm-hmm.
But I really try not to do too much on Valentine's Day. I mean, mm-hmm. like you said, you guys do stuff throughout the year, whatever, whatnot. Now, I would say as my last year, shit's been slowing down a little bit. I probably need to step my game up a little bit. But
I know I do. Yeah, yeah.
Our work schedules have been pretty tough as of late. That's what it's been.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's picking up, going back to school and mm-hmm. all that shit. So just working around all that,
mm-hmm.
managing that time, that's pretty much what's hindering me right now.
Now, let me ask. You told me about this topic last week. Is it just Valentine's Day that brought this on?
No. I mean, we fresh to death. You know what I'm saying? And so far, the kind of topics that we touch on, the kind of things that we talk about is just like real grown man shit. And what's more grown than uplifting your relationship and treating your significant other right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We definitely are always trying to inspire, you know, maybe help a brother out. Maybe there are some little dating tips or ideas or something that we can kind of enlighten somebody with, you know, probably somebody somewhere just hadn't put any thought into it, and it's the last minute, and maybe they can come up with something good.
You think you need dating tips?
Not really dating tips, but, I mean, one tip is to date mm-hmm. date either your spouse or your girl. You definitely got to keep them interested, because the next nigga would.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you got to, that's how you get into her head. That's how you stay on her mind. Like, you got to be that spontaneous person. You got to take her out. You got to show her attention. You got to compliment her. You got to be a gentleman. Because when she go to work, somebody gonna be a gentleman.
Yeah, yeah. I had a thought. Everything you just mentioned, does the same apply to you, meaning coming from her? Like, do you feel...
Oh, niggas need love, too.
Yeah, exactly. I'm playing...
Men need love, too.
In your household, do you feel loved and appreciated?
Every now and then, yeah.
Yeah. I respect the honesty. That's an honest sense. I respect that. Yeah. Because I'm going to be honest as fuck. I have been slipping. I've been slipping as a husband. I can't even front. I really have. I haven't been spending as much time as I usually did with her.
Yeah.
And I know it's affecting her. I know she definitely wants to spend more time with me. I have been slipping. So I need to tighten up my game there, definitely.
Is there anything that kind of like brings on this change? Is there anything you can identify?
Just the change of life. Like I said, I'm changing a lot. The loss of my parents and just, you know, with Mia growing up, all these variables, getting older.
Right.
So a lot of things are coming into play at the exact same moment.
Right.
And still trying to have creative endeavors like we're doing right now. This takes a lot of work and thought, and that I'm passionate about. I want us to be great at this, so I have to invest time.
Yeah. Only so many hours in the
and
day.
And it's only so many hours. I have a job, and I have that. I need to sleep for. I have to perform well at that.
Right.
I still want to keep my health up, so I have to hit the gym a couple of times a week.
Right. All this balance.
All this balance. And I just told Kimberly this morning, I said, right now I'm trying to figure out, I'm just trying to balance all this shit, this new Terrence that I am. I'm in uncharted territories.
That's crazy. Yeah. As we get to this kind of point in our lives, it's definitely uncharted territories. Our kids are growing up. They're more independent. Now I get a chance. I'm excited. I'm like a little kid. I get a chance to do whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
But in that sense, I might be sounding a little selfish.
I know I'm selfish, without a doubt.
I kind of need to, while I'm thinking about what I need to do, I also need to think about, okay, let me make sure I take, because it doesn't take a lot of time to do certain things. You know what I'm saying? Just look, babe, let's take 30 minutes and go for a walk together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and brew a pot of coffee. We're going to pour up some coffee cups, and we just going to step out the house and just take a nice little stroll.
Yeah.
Shit like that just goes a long fucking way.
Yeah.
Don't got to cost us no money. You know what I mean? Just kind of think about it.
I definitely
need
to do
that.
Yeah. We, you know, we enjoy, you know, I like to sip a little wine. She likes to drink other shit. She don't really fuck with wine that much. And we like to sit and, you know, have good conversations and just talk about all kind of shit.
Yeah.
And we haven't really done that in a while. And I know she would. I enjoy that. You know, that's something I'm not going to say we. I'm going to say I have to get back into. I've been slipping on that.
Okay. Do you guys talk throughout the day, pretty much, like throughout your work day, stuff like that? Do you kind of wait until you come home?
Texting kind of throughout the day,
throughout the day?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
I try to pretty much like through every break, I try to really reach out to my wife.
Damn.
On my little 10-minute breaks, my little 15-minute breaks. Because what I do is I could go for a little quick walk on those little breaks, stretch the legs. I'm pretty much sitting down for the majority of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So while I'm doing that, I'm walking and I just hit her up on them little Beats headphones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking and talking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's how you kind of stay in touch and stay in tune. And we just kind of, we help each other out. Like she does a great job of listening to me talk about, you know, how my work day is going. And it helps like kind of relieve the stress and shit like that.
That's dope. Yeah.
You know?
I don't really talk about work when I'm at home. I try to really leave. Maybe I should. But when I leave work, I try to leave it there and not think about it again until I have to think about it.
Yeah. So when I'm talking on my breaks to her,
it's work.
It's primarily work shit. Yeah.
Do you talk and then about when work I get home?
Nah.
Okay, good.
That completely shuts off pretty much when I get home. We've already did the work day. She knows how my day was going already. So it eliminates me coming home even thinking about talking about work because she already knows how the day went.
She asks me sometime, but I don't even get bothered if she doesn't ask me because she already knows my feeling. I just, you know, I'll tell her certain things. If I have a really bad day, I'll tell her that. But I never been that type of person. I just never talked about really my job much.
Yeah.
And she never did.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe I should have. Maybe that's been a source of some stress. I do deal with stressful shit at work at times, and that has to come out somehow.
Right. Every opportunity we can kind of get something off of our chest.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she can actually give some advice that can enlighten something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To have you just kind of look at something in a different light.
Mm-hmm.
Like my wife all the time is like, she's always telling me, you know, maybe if you just change the way you look at that and be more thankful for this rather than kind of regretful for that, then, you know, and sometimes it helps. Sometimes I'm like, nah, fuck that.
Mm-hmm. But now, what's the dynamic between you two? Or who's the more calmer? Who has the more level head?
Oh, she's definitely the person that keeps me calm. That's my balance.
Mm-hmm.
She'll calm me down all the time. I'm probably the hothead or whatever. But she's the connected one, spiritual one. She'll just be like, okay, relax. You know, everybody has this. Everybody does that. Yeah. Yada, yada, yada. Brings me back down to earth. I'd be like, fuck everybody. Nah, you can't say fuck everybody.
She's not a hothead, but out of the two of us, I'm probably the one that she comes to when she wants to kind of mellow and level out shit. Cause I don't care about a lot of shit. And I care about very few things. That's just how I am. And so a lot of shit just doesn't bother me because I just don't let it penetrate my field. I just don't care.
That's dope.
So with her, she tends to let a lot of things bother her, and she knows that I don't. So she comes to me with it, and we iron out those wrinkles.
Right. You know? She's able to kind of get a lot of stress off of her shoulders and pass it on to you. Mm-hmm. And you kind of dead like, all that shit.
Why are you worried about that? Don't worry about it. It's going to be.
Yeah.
It'll work out. Just relax. Calm down and relax, you know. Now, I've gotten more like that as I've gotten older, uh-huh. you know, but I've kind of always been that kind of tempered kind of guy, I guess. I hope that's the right word for it.
I used to be kind of that easy going dude. And then, I don't know, just over the years, I've become a little more quick tempered. My patience grows shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because a bunch of different interactions that I have with people. Like, I work with a lot of, I'm pretty much, you know, retail, customer service, not retail, but customer service based. I'm talking to many different personalities moment after moment, and everything's an adjustment. And sometimes I'm just like, how in the fuck did you make it this far in life? You know what I mean? I just need people to pick up the fucking pace. But I understand I do what I do every fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a professional at it.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're just getting introduced to it in some cases.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You know, I take my time and be patient or whatever, but my patience is just growing thinner and thinner. I don't know.
So would you say that stems from the job?
I would say
the change in
it would stem from, it probably does stem from the job and then leaks out all across my life.
Hmm.
It probably does. Yeah. Cause now, like, I'm the road rage guy, almost. Not quite, but almost.
The road rage guy, okay.
Man.
Now, what do you do to alleviate that stress? The talks with your wife
use my honey.
The day?
I use my honey. When I come home, I rub her back, rub her shoulders, show her that love. You know what I'm saying? And then she shows me love, too. Not as much as I show her, but I'm just playing.
Nah, speak your piece.
Nah, I ain't playing. Nah, because like I said, those schedules are so different.
Yeah.
I'd be rubbing her shoulders, but she's on the laptop working.
So would you say you wish that you can get some more love from her a little bit? More attention?
I always want that love and attention,
mm-hmm.
you know? But business is business, and we got to handle it. So,
that.
And she does a lot. You know, she's the one who does, you know, the cooking. She does a lot of the cleaning. Or all of the cleaning. My daughters, they help a little bit, but, you know, she does a lot. And then she works. She's taking classes. Like, the scales are full.
She's
like, she just,
a lot, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
What's her stress reliever?
I would say me and church.
Okay, yeah.
See, I picked a girl that was like the church girl, not so much the hip hop girl. You know, when I was young, I'm like, man, I can't have no female that's, you know, just turning up to the same shit I'm turning up to. Like, I need that.
You need something else, huh?
I need somebody different, right? I couldn't imagine, like, damn, like, I was supposed to try to get away, and then I bump into your ass here? Like,
that's nuts.
I never wanted that. So, yeah, I tried to pick somebody that was going to balance me out there. You know?
I feel you, man. I feel you.
Now, how's your wife's music taste?
A little bit of everything. She likes some hip hop. Definitely. She's not a hip hop head. Mm-hmm. Definitely not into it as deep as I am. But some hip hop. You know, she's from our same era. So a lot of that, you know, the bigger shit, the Jay-Z's, the Snoop Dogg's, Ice Cube. She knows all that shit. Yeah. Loves R&B. She's into rock. She's a very open-minded person. So if you introduce her to something new, she will honestly listen to it. Dope. And that's one thing I always loved about her. She honestly listens to shit. But mostly R&B now, but like I said, she's open to everything, so
okay.
I really don't know what she's into. I could be all wrong with that.
Get out to like maybe concerts, shit like that?
Not many years. We actually, on the only concerts we went to together was all hip hop concerts with shows that she took me, gifts to me.
Dope.
She took me to go see Rock Kim.
Okay.
Back in, I think that was 97 we went. Jurassic 5 opened for him. We went to go see The Roots before. All been hip-hop concerts and all been gifts for me.
You know, she knows you well.
She knows me very well. Yeah, very well. I mean, most of the, like I said, throughout the years, She brought me drum machines and samplers. So she knows she always gets me the best gifts, ill gifts.
Dope.
Shit that I, you know, that I can actually want and use and need.
Dope.
She goes straight for the source.
Dope. My wife, she'll kind of take me out to like sporting events.
Mm-hmm.
She know I love basketball. So mm-hmm. she'll take me, you know, Staples Center. That's a nice little spot we'll hit up or whatever. And just nice little restaurants and shit like mm-hmm. that. Like, we do have a good time when we do have time
mm-hmm. to get together. Time. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We like to go on cruises, little mm-hmm. 2-3 day cruise or something in Ensenada.
Yeah.
It allows you to really, you know, bond, spend that time together and really relax, just mm-hmm. put all that other shit to the side. So, yeah, man, it's about time that we start doing some more of that this year.
I agree, man. I want to get back to doing more shit with my wife, and I want to go out more as myself, like me and you going out more.
True.
I want to dedicate to just going out more, man. I've been
a recluse
for so many years. Just go to work, and when I was running the studio, I would go to work and run sessions. That's it. Mm-hmm. And be at home. That's it.
Yeah.
And so I want to get out and have some more experience, more things to talk about.
Yeah. Music, what you been listening to?
Music, power. Nothing. The same as last.
Man, it's 2020. It's so much just coming out, man, left and right.
I know that Lil Wayne dropped.
Crazy.
I still haven't heard it at the funeral.
The Eminem album that dropped. Did you hear that at all?
We talked about that last time. I heard a couple of songs off that. You know, I'm not the biggest Eminem fan.
Yeah,
so
I know that. I know that.
Give or take an Eminem album. Respect level for him is through the roof.
Absolutely.
I'm not the biggest fan. Royce da 5 dropped a song with Benny the Butcher. That's dope. I think it's called something Upside Down or something like that.
Mm.
Dope. One of Benny's best verses, I'll say.
Benny is hard. He's a dart thrower out of that camp.
He's hard. I mean, he's doing so many features, man.
He might
be the one.
Shout out to the Buffalo Boys, man. Griselda Records.
Buffalo Boys is doing their thing.
They got a very distinct sound, man. Mm-hmm. And they got their own lane. You can't mess with it.
That's why they don't need to really be on any record label. I know their Rock Nation is managing in them. That's all they need.
They connected with Shady, right?
Yeah, they on Shady, and I don't know how much Shady could do for them, really. Well, you know, I mean, more resources is good, I guess, you know.
Why not? Right. But we don't know what the numbers are. The numbers probably look great.
I'm quite sure they do. You know, they signed it for a reason, but
yeah,
I don't know if they're going to re-up on it. I don't know how long the contract is, but in this day and age, just good management. And Rock Nation is as best as, you know, they have, so.
I've been on this quest, right? Ever since, you know, RIP, Kobe Bryant, mm-hmm. you know, very unfortunate.
Yeah.
Memorial service is going to be set for the 24th of February.
Mm-hmm.
But Time Magazine had released this issue, a special tribute to Kobe. And I guess I missed it. It came out Thursday. I was at work. Then I heard about it like Saturday. So I'm mm-hmm. scrambling trying to find it. So I'm running to all of these different grocery stores. I'm talking Stater Brothers, Albertsons, Vons yeah. Pavilions, Ralph's. I probably should have. I don't even know why I did it, but I ran into a damn Whole Foods. I was like, oh yeah, they don't sell no fucking magazines here. They sell real food here. They don't sell no fucking magazines here.
Nah.
But the crazy shit, like, I'm running into these damn grocery stores and they oftentimes got the magazines right there at the check stands at yeah. the cashiers. And some of them I have a magazine aisle, mm-hmm. but I'm checking everywhere for the issue. And I'm noticing, you know, employees hiding behind shit looking at me. Like, what is he up to?
Hiding behind
shit? Is he going to steal something?
Store watching you, yeah.
Right.
And which store?
The last one I saw, let me see here. Shout out, Vons Pavilions. On, what is that, like Woodruff and I believe it's Spring over there by Milliken High School.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, straight watching me. Like, bitch, I ain't in here to steal nothing. I fucking make more money than you, you goddamn courtesy clerk. The fuck out of here with that dumb shit.
That's raw.
Bitch, get a real job.
Oh, my God. No disrespect to other people out there working.
So disrespectful to me. Like, really? Why are you watching me? Because I'm going check stand to check stand? I get it. I'm black.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing sweatpants.
Uh-huh.
And I got a do-rag on my head. But shit, I'm comfortable as fuck.
Yeah.
I ain't pulling no gun out at no fucking register. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't walk up on the wrong side of the check stand to the damn cashier, nothing like that. I'm clearly looking at magazines.
Yeah.
Come up and ask me, sir, is there anything I can help you with? Come up and ask me.
I don't know.
I don't want to like be looking at a magazine, right? And then turn around and I see like one eye looking at me and the rest of your face is ducked behind the check stand. Like, fuck is you doing?
People, man, you know, everybody got issues and their issues is their issues. They're not your issues. You went in there looking for a magazine. They didn't have it. If they had it, you would have purchased it. And don't even worry. Like what I'm saying, I don't care about that shit. Is like,
thank you, Gandhi SP.
I don't care. All that shit that's happened to me, that shit don't bother me. Like,
yeah.
I've been in stores. Of course I've been looked at. Like, I'm not stealing.
Right. But damn, can't you follow somebody else?
Fuck
all it. These damn people in the store, you think it's me.
Maybe I'm handsome. Maybe I was fly that day. Caucasian sister was checking me out, man.
Keep your pajamas
you
on, Monty.
I just, you know, shaved the head and shit, trimmed the beard and shit.
Yeah.
So she might have been, maybe she was like, look at that, look at that. She might have been checking you out.
Hey.
Was she cute?
Fuck no.
She was an older woman?
Any bitch checking for me, any bitch checking for me thinking that I'm stealing is never cute. Fuck that hoe. R-A-W.
R-A-W.
Yeah, I can't condone sucker shit, man. Like, that's some sucker shit. I am in my 40s. I am not no little kid. Now, if I was a little, you know what I'm saying, 17, 18-year-old.
Yeah.
Maybe you might want to say, maybe, I don't know what his financial situation is like. He might be about to steal something.
Mm-hmm.
But God damn it. Like, I pulled up in the whip. Parked it, jumped out. My fucking sweats is like $90.
Look at that. He flossed on him.
My damn beanie, Versace. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not stealing shit. I'm way past that.
The guy said my sweats is 90 and my beanie is Versace.
Like, nigga.
Like, nigga.
Better add me up.
Ladies and gentlemen, check that. Check that.
Yo. Yeah, man.
That's her problem, man. Shame on her. Mm-hmm. Shame on her.
Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna waste none of my energy.
No need to. No need to.
Yeah. Just looking forward to, you know, doing this whole, you know, family thing coming up, all that.
So, you know, you not gonna take her out for Valentine's Day or what?
I can't break tradition.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta do something.
Now, what kind of restaurants you guys go to?
I usually try to take her to, she really likes Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes like P.F. Chang's would be somewhere where we go you know, or some other little Chinese restaurant, Asian restaurant, whatever the case may be. But
do you cook?
No.
Not at all.
I make a mean bowl of fucking cereal. That's about it.
That's it?
And about a grilled cheese sandwich.
For real?
That's about as far as it goes.
You can cook up some.
I can probably play a little bit with breakfast and she might get some breakfast. You know what I mean? That's my specialty right there. But yeah, I've been spoiled, bro. Like, I went straight from my mama house to my wife's cooking. I've never had to cook.
For real? That's word up.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. I need to spend some more time because that's pretty much a good date, too.
Yeah.
Just cooking together. Yeah, getting in the kitchen. We're going to come up with this meal, chop up these veggies, all that shit, put it together, and just sit down and dine together.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? A date is not always going out and doing whatever. All it is spending time together.
You guys watch movies and shit together like that? Well, like, what's she into?
We following Power. The last episode of Power is pretty much airing now. So I don't know, man. We got to find something else. We've been watching that 50 Central shit. Yeah. I've been on my 50 Cent shit as of late.
I see. Yeah. You turned me on to that 50 Central. I heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
I just stumbled across that shit on demand, and I'm like, let me check this shit out. And then I just watched a couple episodes. They're really short, really quick, but the skits were funny. I'm like, damn.
Now, does she watch anything that you're just not into, that you can care less about?
Of course she does.
Yeah.
Of course she does. She likes those shows like Scandal. There was another one, this dude named Reddington. I forget the name of it. But she likes these like dramas. And then she also watches reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand that shit.
Yeah.
I saw this one clip of Ray J having a conversation. And it said, in this short time, watch how many different positions this beanie is going to be in. And they kind of edited that shit up. His beanie was like,
would he just be
it was just dancing all around his head. And he was saying the same sentence, but the beanie was just everywhere. I was like, what the fuck is this?
So it's like multiple, it's like a show, multiple takes of the same scene.
Of the same shit.
Wow.
And it's supposed to be reality. Everybody know reality is scripted like a motherfucker. Everybody reality, know yeah. that. So I just can't really waste my time
mm-hmm.
with that kind of shit.
Now, why do you think she likes it?
I don't know what she likes about it. Like, it's just bullshit. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's just a filler. I don't know if she even really, really likes it. But there is that element. And females tend to like the element of messiness. You know what I mean? It's other people's mess. It's other people's mess. Females talk way more than males do.
Uh-huh.
And on these reality TV shows, it's a bunch of chicks that always go back and forth talking. And they come up with these different storylines and all that shit. So maybe it's kind of satisfying that need because I don't come home and be the most gibberish motherfucker about. You know what I'm saying? So that's probably.
I just that gossip talk, huh?
Yeah. I ain't never asked her, like, why do you follow this shit?
I don't fuck with them either, but I will say I have watched and enjoyed the Braxtons.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's not that bad. It's not so wild ratchet.
Now, do you have a favorite Braxton?
Not really, no, I can't say that I do.
Okay, you just kind of like...
I just
follow the show.
I kind of like the show.
All of they love.
Follow the show is too harsh of a word. I wouldn't say that. Okay. Just I have watched.
You have watched.
And
it's kind of entertaining?
It's kind of entertaining. Because it's a show. I know what it is. And I tell my wife, I'm saying, oh, they're... Because what do they do on this show? They're always planning a party. Like, there they go to plan another party again. Like, they always celebrating something.
Right.
Oh, we got this. Let's celebrate. Let's throw this party. That's all their show is. So it's all scripted, too. We just...
Yeah.
I just watch the shit. I know it's bullshit.
Yeah.
I just watch it.
I've seen a few episodes of it before. Yeah.
I just watch it.
I've seen a few.
Now, see, that's a big problem between my wife and I is our taste is, I'm going to say, totally different.
Okay.
We connect on some things, but for the most part, it's totally different. And especially now, I don't have much interest in television, period.
Okay.
So whenever I watch TV, it's just for detailed things. I watch YouTube more than anything.
So you're watching it for what? Information?
More information shit. Yeah. I'm watching like tutorials on audio gear or, you know, there are a couple like YouTube shows I watch.
Yeah.
That's, you know, but that's mostly.
But not so much the entertainment side of it.
Nah, not so much, no.
And then she likes the entertainment.
She likes the entertainment side, you know.
Besides the Braxtons, what else is she watching?
She loves any those Marvel comic book movies.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not into that shit.
Marvel dope though.
It is dope. I have seen a couple and I will watch it. Like last night, she was watching Aliens and I went into the room and I ended up watching the shit.
Okay.
And it wasn't bad. I would have never sought it out on my own.
Yeah.
But you know, she likes shit like this. She likes a lot of action shit.
Action,
you know?
And that sound like Aliens is sci-fi.
Sci-fi. I mean, she's into
I've
that
never watched
shit.
That shit myself.
Yeah. Aliens is cool. Now I do fuck with Aliens. I have watched.
Got that shit. I got the series.
You got the series.
Never fucking watched it.
You just no interest, huh?
I can't. I guess I'm not missing what I've never, you know, what I've never had.
Yeah.
Never exposed to. So yeah, I just don't keep up with Aliens.
What do you like?
Let's see here.
Well, first of all, do you watch much television?
I don't watch a lot of TV.
I figured you didn't. Nah.
I don't. When I do, I kind of go to what I already know. Mm-hmm. So just like you, I do go to YouTube and I search for music videos, music, whatever, you know, interest there, you know, whatever pulls my interest in there, whatever's new. I'll see what's, you know, trending, the new popular shit, whatever's popping up, kind of get familiar with that.
Yeah.
But then outside of that, I don't know. I might play a round of, I might play a video game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to look for, like, new shit.
Yeah.
search for something new. If it catches my attention, then I'm on it. And then I binge watch the shit out of it and get it out of the way.
I do the same thing. When I find something I like, something on Netflix or something, I'm on the couch until that shit's done.
Yeah.
That's why I did that with Snowfall a couple of weeks ago. Just ran through the shit on a Saturday.
Is that like a drug thing?
Yeah, John Singleton show. It's dope.
I need to watch that. It's dope.
The writing is good.
Shows really pull me in.
I love the
drug. I don't know why, kind of but.
Now, I tried to get my wife to watch it with me.
Uh-huh.
And she will, but she never got around to it because I kept on just watching the shit. She'll never seek out that kind of entertainment on her own. That's not really what she's into.
Yeah.
So if she happens to come in while I'm watching something like that, she will watch it. Then she'll get into it on her own, but she'll never just start watching it just by herself. She's just not into that kind of shit.
Right, right. Yeah.
She's into documentaries, and I will say she may disagree, but I think I got her into documentaries, though. She just fucking, I love documentaries. And that's,
Dope, because you're going to learn something about somebody or something that you would have never had no clue to. Like, yeah, Elon Musk pops up a lot in like documentary searches for me and shit like that. I'm like, damn, this dude is interesting as fuck.
Exactly.
Like, from South Africa.
Exactly.
You know, comes to America, you know, develops all these little companies that end up being huge companies that we use on a daily.
Yeah.
Then slangs that, uses that money to go to fucking outer space. Like, this is just a kid that wants to be.
And he has the resources, so he's just doing like, all this cool shit.
I just want to fulfill my childhood dream of going to the fucking moon or Mars or whatever.
That's all he's doing.
Like, and I can just build this to do that. Like, so fucking dope.
So dope. So dope.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like I told you before, being entertained is not very high on my list.
But documentaries are entertaining, shit like that. It's just a different level.
It's just a different level.
It's a different form of entertainment.
I need to be stimulated. I need for my mind to be stimulated. So
you were never watching Friends? No shit like that?
No, never watched. I never seen one episode of Friends. Shout out to David Schwimmer.
Friends followers, don't get offended by my partner. He didn't mean any harm. You ain't got to come for him. Hey,
you watch Friends?
They got that following, homie. No, I don't. So don't come for me either. Don't come for me either.
It's Living Singles all day over here.
Oh shit!
Because that's where Friends derive from. Living.
I saw Living Single. I saw an episode of that this morning. Nah, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. But that makes sense.
It did. Think of different Living Singles, and I think of Friends.
Right. Same little. Yeah, that's dope.
Living Singles.
That's dope.
Living Singles. I don't know if it was created by a black person. I don't know that much, but. The cast was black. I mean, the cast was dope. I mean,
a rerun episode came on this morning, actually, that I caught.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the one where Maxine.
She was a lawyer, right?
Yeah, she was a lawyer. And then what was the other dude that she hated? And she was always bagging on the dark skinned brother with the dreads, with the deep voice.
TC or something like that?
I don't even know his character's name. I can't even get that.
I know who you're talking about, though.
They had just hooked up.
Fuck.
right. And shit got real awkward. It was a good ass episode, man. It's fucking funny. It's hilarious, man. But yeah, I miss them shows too, like 90s. Mm-hmm. I might, if I am watching TV, then I might go back to like the old shit.
I'll go back.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Maybe even some Different World or some shit like that.
Fuck with that Bill Cosby.
Not Pill, but I mean, I would.
I would too. That show, yeah.
But
you came front on the art that he made.
Like Different World.
Yeah, Different World especially. That was a dope show.
Yeah. And then this day's generation of it, pretty much with Anthony Anderson.
Oh, Blackish. We watched Blackish together.
That shit is dope.
We watched Blackish and...
Mixed-ish? You get into that one?
She watched it. I haven't watched it yet.
It's pretty good.
What's the other one? Grown-ish. We actually... Start watching that. We added a demographic, but we used to watch it.
Yeah.
But Blackish definitely. Yeah, Blackish definitely.
For sure. Man,
where we at?
Let's see here. 39.
Oh, yeah.
Well, people, Fresh to Death family, you know, basically... We love y'all, man. Thank y'all for being with us. We're not rapping it. You probably gonna edit this part out. You know what I mean?
I might.
Yeah, you probably will. You probably will. But we kind of started off on a different note this time. We didn't go into, you know what I'm saying? We just went straight on in.
We did. Yeah, it's my fault. I just went right in. Yeah.
Nah, it's no fault or nothing like that. I mean, this is our show. This is what we do. We can just have fun and do whatever the fuck we want. So there is no boundaries. No, you don't have to. We ain't got to stick to nothing.
Yeah, we sure just went into it.
Yeah. But hey, you know, that's just what we going to do. Fresh to death. We do what we feel like. I don't like to even stick to patterns that much like that. Like, I can do whatever the fuck I feel. Like, I said it before, I approach this kind of in the mindset of an MC. Like, I don't listen to a lot of other people's podcasts because I don't want to sound like nobody. And every now and then,
No podcasts.
None. So, I might check in, see what they're doing, you know, but then other than that, oh, okay, this person is the best or has a top-rated show, and that's what they're doing? I could do better than that.
That's dope.
You know what I mean? That's just the way I come at things. Like, yeah. I'm not about to just fill my brain with other people's shit, and then when I open my mouth, I'm regurgitating they shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, it's all me. This is all you getting, fresh to death.
I talk about
my family. Mm-hmm. I talk about my life. I talk about my love for music. I want to tell my people, if you don't have one, put together, you know, your Fresh Get the Draws playlist. I used to have one back in the days. Did you have one like around prom season? Like,
I did not, no.
I had the old school one, right? Back then, I had put together, you know, we was on that old classic.
I was too hip hop for that.
R&B shit. Nah, but you still had to slow it down a little bit. So
my
Isley Brothers.
I ate the pussy when I was young, son. So
anything with the X, that's how you got it, huh? Who's gonna turn that down? Who's gonna turn that down?
I should edit all that out.
Nah, you gotta. Nah, I'm just playing. You can do whatever you want. This is going to the world.
I know.
This is going to the world, but
that's the truth, though.
Yeah, but yeah, I have my X. Dramatics, Stylistics, mm-hmm. Delphonics.
Even as a teenager, huh?
Yeah, I had all that smooth shit. That's man. Crazy. That smooth shit.
And it worked?
So when we wrote, it sets the mood. Yeah. It does its job. You know, so rolling out to the prom and shit like that, I'm playing all the smooth little hits and all that. But now in this day and age, you know, I have my, not even in this day and age, because my iPod, that was like a decade ago at minimum. But I had that playlist with, I got Shay Shay Lagos on there. Mm-hmm. I got that Mos Def. Mm-hmm. I got Black Star.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just smooth shit that we can roll out to. Mm-hmm. And that's another good date, like for everybody, Valentine's Day or whatever day you want to take your mate out. It could be something as simple as just go spend time in a whole nother city.
Yeah.
Drive out an hour. And while you driving out, just vibe out to y'all, to each other's playlist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to bump my playlist. We're going to bump your playlist. We're going to spend this time in the car and just go relax. Then get to a new city. Just walk around, sightsee, check out what's going down. On the way back, there you go again, sharing them playlists. You know what I'm saying? It's just building together. You know what I'm saying?
We
just
like staying in hotels. Exactly. We always love staying in hotels.
Just a whole new environment, whole new atmosphere. Hotels are great. Because we can mess those up.
Yeah.
We ain't got to clean them up. You know what I mean?
I mean, we just used to go, like, find a fly hotel somewhere in, like, Manhattan Beach or Hermosa Beach and just
right.
stay
in a hotel. And just post. And just post.
Yeah.
I had found this nice little spot called Inn on the Beach in Ventura County, San Buena Ventura.
Inn on the Beach.
Yeah. And it's like an old, now, it looks kind of old and nasty and rusted, like, but that's kind of the whole part, the whole aesthetic of it. Like, it's just an old school little spot, but it's like right on the sand dunes on the beach. Like, really. Like, you could walk downstairs out your hotel and be right on the fucking beach.
Mm-hmm.
And then at night, just the waves crashing and all that shit, it's beautiful.
So, is it like a, you stay there or like overnight?
Yeah, it's a hotel. It's like, well, it's like a little inn.
Inn, okay.
Yeah. But there's all kind of little restaurants on the street, too, that are pretty cool. Little, like, Mexican cantinas and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of, like, good for me. Like, I can get to the spot, park my car, and I can get to everything I need to get to without even moving my vehicle.
Just walking distance, yeah.
It feels good. Feels good. Yep.
All right. I checked that out, man. I never even knew that existed.
Man, it's just so much we can do. Take advantage of our local shit. All my Long Beachians. I know we used to go to Cowboy back in the days as youngsters.
Cowboy.
That's another thing that we can utilize. Like, you got Madeira's restaurant right there.
Mm-hmm.
After eating some good ass soul food, you can go work that shit off, do a little bit of bowling.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can have some drinks and go in there and embarrass the fuck out of your mate singing karaoke all in the same spot.
Yeah.
So it don't take much. You know what I'm saying? Just take advantage of your resources. That's it.
That's true, man. I have to heed those words. I have to do more. Like I said, I've been slipping. And I admit that. I definitely have.
That's all good. Identifying is the first.
It's the first thing, huh? Knowing that I'm a fuck up,
that's the first step. Yeah, this whole episode might sound a little bit crazy. My allergies are kicking up. Shit is weird. But, man, I just want to thank y'all out there for rocking with us. Fresh to death, man. We getting over that 6-7 episode hump. We here forever and ever and ever and ever. We ain't going nowhere.
Long Beach to death, Northside 90805. You know what time it is.
That's right. Fresh to death, we out. One.
Asking me. A misery. Cause my baby told me if I straighten up and do right, that he'll love me, just me, for the rest of my life. You know I'm straightening up.
This is Fresh to Death Media Production, recorded in Long Beach, California, Northside 90805.